Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan, a hustle-up edition of the show again today as the Cubs are out on the East Coast. Game two of a three-game set in the nation's capital against the Washington Nationals. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:30. But we're continuing our back-to-camp series right now on the show as Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil is our guest right now. The Knights are coming off of a 3-5 season last year. They made the Class 2A playoffs and made an exit in the first round. So, of course, they're looking to build off of that. Coach Pospisil, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
Doing well. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a real treat being able to talk to all the metro and area football coaches here as the season draws near. So let's just start with, like I mentioned there, you're coming off a 3-5 season that included, you know, plenty of memorable moments and bright spots. What did you, your staff, your players take from last season that you're looking to build from as you head in to 2022?
Well, I think we had demonstrated a lot of resilience, and it took us a little while to find our chemistry, I think, by about halfway through the season, a little bit earlier, we hit our stride. And I think both offensively and defensively just started trusting the system, and we're able to build off of that. And it's something that we continue to do this year, and haven't made a whole lot of changes either way. But hoping just to get better at the little things that we do, both offensively, defensively, and then also on special teams.
Before we dig in on, you know, what your three phases of the football team look like right now, take us back to the summer. I guess if we can say back to the summer, it's coming to a close right now, but your off-season lifting and conditioning program, I've asked every coach about this because of just how important it is. Were you pleased with the participation and what you feel like you got out of the summer months?
I was. And even, you know, extending back into winter and spring, we're going to have a very small upper class this year, but considering that and the percentage of guys that we had coming in winter, spring, and summer, I was very pleased. Couldn't have asked for really anything better that way. And good leadership through all of those by the upper class and by several younger guys who had a chance to build and grow in that way. And we're just hoping that we can build off of that and use that as kind of a catapult into this next season.
Union LaPorte City High School football coach Jared Pospisil, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company, talking Knights football. And Coach, how about preseason camp? You talked about how pleased you were with the work throughout the offseason. Obviously, a large part of preseason camp is getting your fundamentals down. Beyond that, though, what in particular are you working with this team ahead of the season opener?
I think, again, we're going to have a fairly young team. We have a small senior class, but a group of you know, good kids in that senior class, just not very many of them. And so I think the trick this year is to be able to work with you know, the junior and quite a few of the sophomore class to make sure that we can ready them to support and achieve good things to help us. You know, just we talked to, I know on defense we talked to a lot of the guys about knowing several positions just because of the lack of depth, and I think that's pretty similar with the offensive situation as well. And so paring some things down, simplifying so that we can make sure that people are interchangeable and we can get the younger guys ready to compete to help out the older guys.
Digging in on your offense, Grant Behrens had a great season last year at quarterback. He was a senior, so he's gone now. What can you tell us about the situation at quarterback?
Sure. You know, we've been working with Andrew Sadler. He's a sophomore this year, giving him plenty of reps. So far, he's led the offense well. We've given a couple juniors just some backup roles, just to prepare them this year. And Grant, you know, he left some big shoes to fill. And so, you know, but Coach Danner's done a good job of simplifying some things for the younger guys to be able to step in and still be successful and to build off of their strengths. Hey, Andrew's a great leader, a tough kid. And so I think any young guy coming in, because Grant Barron's stepped in as a sophomore halfway through the season, and he took some lumps, but he grew into it, and like you saw, a great quarterback and a great leader. So we'll just have Andrew battle through that, and we expect good things from him.
What would you say, Coach, in terms of the approach with a sophomore quarterback, particularly because, you know, you guys threw for more than twice as many yards than you ran for last year, and I'm all for it. I mean, I'm not here to discriminate against anybody who wants to run for twice as many yards than they pass, or vice versa. But I do always find it fascinating the fall of the teams that are throwing the ball all over the yard. So, what can you say in terms of how that approach will either stay the same or maybe change a little bit?
Yeah, and I don't think I don't think Coach Danner's changed a whole lot that way. As offensive coordinator, but I think he's very conscientious of making sure that he can find some schemes that fit Andrew's strength, and then slowly build Andrew into a more rounded quarterback.
And digging in on your defense, we're joined right now on a Tuesday edition of Colin Company by Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil. You lost nine of your top 11 tacklers from last year's defense. You talked about it a little bit already in terms of preparing guys to be versatile, to be able to play different positions on the defense. But what would you say, Coach, just about the ability to, you know, be able to run what you want to run, be fundamentally sound, because you've got a lot of new bodies in there?
Sure. Well, you know, we're kind of doubling down on our tackling fundamentals. We're hitting them even harder than even last year, just because we know there's still a lot of area to improve there. And just simplifying schemes down to just the pure essence of what's going to make us successful, and getting rid of things that maybe weren't as successful, or things that, I think the trap is you try to be real complex with things, and the more complex you try to be, the less the kids know. Or the less confident the kids are on the field. So we're trying to trim some things away so that the guys are just confident we can get flying just be as aggressive a defense as possible.
You spoke a little bit about, you know, you've got less upperclassmen. You've got a good group of sophomores. Do you think that maybe there's something to be said about the benefits of a more unique dynamic, less traditional dynamic where you've got contributors, you've got guys that lead maybe at different levels from different classes?
Sure. Well, and you know, I'd work with the D-line, and we've talked about just kind of our vision of the D-line is obviously you have your starters, but we want to get everybody prepared to the point where if someone needed to step in for a play or two or one series to give somebody a break, everybody's prepared to do that, you know, and so I think we've taken that mentality toward all the positions to give them the basics that we need to be successful, and that way we can insert most anybody into these positions, and they'll have a fighting chance.
10 days until you get the season kicked off against Appleton Parkersburg, and they're going to want some revenge, Coach. How ready do you feel?
Well, you know, it's every day we get a little bit better, and we're never ready until just that Friday, know, and so we have really been trying to focus on kind of a balanced attack, and you know, AP is very strong, traditionally. Powerful team, and so that obviously when we get closer to that week, we'll kind of fine-tune down to their offense and defense, and they've got a just a good group of upperclassmen, and so looking for a good competition against those guys.
Yeah, it should be one of the great week one games in the Cedar Valley area. And Coach Pospisil, thanks so much for your time today. A real pleasure learning more about your team as the 2022 season draws near. Best of luck, best of health, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show, hopefully after your guys have racked up some W's.
Well, thank you very much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for being here, Coach. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.